All right, so let's dive into missions here. First one up, Gustav, there's another one of yours.
Yeah, it's another terrible card. Here we go. So the lore mechanics of the Batch Hall, it translated in the worst of all possible ways. And this is a rare as well. So you're pulling a terrible, terrible card in your rare slot. A blocking mission that is only playable if an opponent has at least one clan card in play. So it has microtesimal usefulness. The conditional relevance of this card is very slim. It's an anti-clan hunter mission, maybe, if you're also playing clan. But if you're playing clan, why aren't you playing Big Mech or Hunter if you want to be competitive? It is a one in my book. It is binder fodder that will never, ever see play.
Can you read it out for us?
Play only when blocking, and only if opponent controls at least one clan card. You do get +2 initiative. Your opponent cannot deal damage with more attacking mechs than the number of blocking mechs. Mechs that do not deal damage for this reason and do not also receive damage. So it's a terrible, terrible card.
Yeah. There's so much potential to make that a thematic, effective card. It just kills me.
Yeah, there's an entire game design around this by Tony Miracle, isn't there, Mark?
There is a Batchel style tournament play, yes. Mm-hmm. Where basically you are shown about 40 cards of a deck, and you basically bid on card value about what you could potentially beat that deck with. The interesting factor here is that you bring your Batchel deck and the defending deck. So you have your version of those 40 cards, and then you fill that out to 60 cards with choices of your own, which is the nice randomized factor in there. If you bid too low, you'll get absolutely slaughtered. If you bid too high, then you will not get to play your Batchel deck, because the way it works is the lowest bidding deck plays clan, and the highest bidding plays the Innisphere. So if you bid too high, you're playing Innisphere all day. That could be to your advantage, though. You might decide that the IS deck is something that you could really use and abuse and play with and make it difficult for everybody else.
I would love to see a tournament like that. Can we link those rules from Tony Miracle, who was a very competitive player?
They're on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I played a lot of games on the pre-CCG engine, pre-Lackey, against Tomb, and he was a very competitive player. Apprentice was the game, the way we were playing back in the day.
Yeah, I'll link those in the description for people that are watching.
All right, next mission up. This mission is a fantastic mission. I love this mission because it was reprinted and no longer is Comstar. It is now any Inner Sphere can play this mission, and it is a huge boon to the Inner Sphere in that even those slow units now can deal sufficient damage. Most of them have a 3. You're going to get the magic number 7, so you can kill one of the attacking hunt down units. The target of the mission can be the stockpile, so you can give your stockpile attack if you don't have a blocker, and you can possibly kill an attacking unit. Extremely useful is the SRMA and Clan Huntdown decks because you can scrap that Cyrano if they give it a whole bunch of attack and they don't have any defense. That Cyrano is gone. I rank it a 7. It still sees competitive play.
How did they reprint it?
So when they reprinted it in Commander's Edition, it no longer is Comstar. So any Inner Sphere house can play ComGuard Response Team.
+4 attack. ComGuard Response Team?
It is still called ComGuard Response
Team. But it's not Comstar, okay.
It's not unique to Comstar, and it gives the target +4 attack.
Okay, awesome.
It's nice to have, if you have initiative, to be able to do this as a surprise is really nice too.
All right, next up we got Disruptor.
No, you don't get away with that one.
Oh, Mark gets to come.
Oh, I want my say on this one. I like this card. It's that +4 thing again, which is way over our standard of good shooting. The payback is that you have to include the target in the mission. Now, this is quite important. If I attack your stockpile, the target of my mission is your stockpile. So if you're going to play ComGuard Response Team, you have to include the stockpile in the battle, even if you block. And therefore, I can deal damage to it. Okay. I was playing with a guy who's used to playing Magic, And he turned around and said, right, I'm playing that on my Centurion because that's the target of my card. It's not. It's the target of the mission. Okay? So when that mission is declared, whether I'm attacking this, that, or other, the target is declared, and you, if you're going to use this card, must include it. Okay? Plus four damage is great, though. Kills dashers, those little choppers with their Sandhurst Royal Military Academy, generally they're not running tactics. They declare first, you drop this, and they die horribly. And the SRMA gets scrapped. Okay?
Fantastic.
So I'm not sure if it's a 7. I think I might even go for an 8 on that.
Yeah, your Centurion can be the target if you're the subject of a clan hunt now.
Yes. But
there is a way to do it.
Yeah, but then you say I'm attacking the Centurion with these mechs and whatever else. So it's the target that's declared. It's not the Magic the Gathering, I'm playing it and that's the target that I'm playing it on. No.
It's the target of the mission.
Yes. Yes. Let's change back to some, well, I was going to say mediocrity, but actually it's quite dire.
It's trash.
It's very thematic. There was quite a lot of Alpha Strike related stuff in Mercenaries. But this disrupted supply lines, I just want to
Mark.
Love it. I want to love it, but I hate it. Play only during battle. At the end of this battle, deplete all opposing mechs with Alpha Strike. Well, how do I know what's going to be with Alpha Strike? I mean, most people avoid it anyway, unless they're building for it. If they're building for it, they will probably use things to mitigate the Alpha Strike. Things like ammo truck, things like sharpshooter. This does get around them, but it's too situational. It's too guesswork. It's just really bad in that respect. Interesting to compare it to the St. Ives cards, Disrupted Dropship Intercept, where basically you deplete all those attacking mechs. Now, that's a good card. This is trash.
That is a good card. And we're going to go to another one that's trash as well. Last Stand at Hanover. This is my choice. The cost of scrapping one of your units, you're giving up board presence. Scrap a mech you control, roll a die, 1, no effect, 2-6, attacking mechs do not deal damage. So a die roll that works 5-6 of the time, that's really good. Could allow you to block and kill an attacker without the loss on your side to no blocking units, but you've scrapped one of your units. It's just not worth it. Rank 2.
I think it's a little better than a 2. I think it's quite situational. You could arguably chump block, scrap the chump, which is going to die anyway, hope to roll 5 between 2 and 6. And then at that point, all attacking mechs deal no damage. Then that is arguably quite a valid play for me. I think it's a bit better than a 2. I think it's, for the reasons you've highlighted, still awkward and a bit clunky and not the best mission ever.
Why wouldn't you play temporary ceasefire? I mean, that's
You don't own one.
Is temporary ceasefire a rare? Is that it?
Uncommon.
Oh, uncommon. Okay. Yeah, it's terrible. Taking the hit. This is an interesting card in that you get to redirect all damage dealt to one of your mechs to another mech you control. That other mech I control does not have to be in the battle. So you can prevent all the damage to a unit, and it's a huge upside because when you think about it, if you have initiative, you get to see where all that damage is laid out ahead of time before you use options and use abilities. It is conditional in that you do have to have another unit in play, and it's really good at keeping your big pilot mech alive or your missile boat alive. If you're going in with that Ryokan D, you've got that retrofitted missile rack on there, you've got your targeting ace on there, you're ready to throw 5 missiles at the target, and he's going to block. I mean, he's going to do your 9 damage and take that Ryokan out. Well, you'll redirect that over to one of those Pumas, the 153s, and let it blow up, and you can get out your missiles and still have a mech around. It's best if you have initiative, but it does not increase the initiative score. I rank it a 3.
So I didn't catch the fact that you can redirect it to a mech that's not engaged in the battle. I wouldn't have caught
that. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit better than a three. I think that you can play this attacking or defending. That has positives for me. It's quite useful. You can use it to save a mech and a mech with a pilot on. I mean, let's face it, if you're coming up against Kai, then you're going to focus fire on him. You know, I can just redirect it to something else that's just going to either die horribly or take that damage. I think it's a bit better. I've lost a game to this card. I was in a position to win, and they pulled this card, and I couldn't clear the attackers. I couldn't clear the defenders, and he turned around, and his Black Lantern survived and hit me the next turn, and I lost. I think it's a five for me.
All right, Mark, yours is up next. Talking about Reactor Breach.
Oh, man, those Cyclops, Mark. Here's your favorite Cyclops combo.
I love this card. At one point, it was probably my favorite card ever. Yeah. It's probably gone down a notch, but I love it. I think if you go back
Read it for us, Mark. Give us a readout. Read it real quick.
Scrap one of your mechs. Roll a die for each engaged mech. Now, that includes all of yours and all of theirs. Okay. 1 to 2, no effect. 3 to 6, deal an amount of damage to that mech equal to the tonnage divided by 10, rounded up, of the scrapped mech. So if you play this right, you can achieve, if you think about my Cyclops, my 90-ton Cyclops that's going to go bang, I can deal 9 damage to everything that's blocking it or attacking it. Now, that is whoa. Because remember, good shooting at +2 is our benchmark. We've highlighted cards that do +4. This could do +10. And it's an AOE. Now, I know when you were talking the other day, Michael was saying about once you've got board presence, you're in control. This is one of the few cards in the game that can actually reverse that situation. If he attacks with 3 or 4 and you react to breach and take out most of them, and on those kind of stats, you're looking at 2 or 3 of those cards, for the trading of one of your cards, then actually you're in a position where you might be able to reestablish board presence. So for me, it's a card to have. It's a card to know how to play because the effects can actually be that devastating. The problem or the issue that occurs once you go to the Commander's Edition version is that it says that mech still, let me read it. Choose one of your mechs. When damage is resolved, if that unit is still in battle. And what that means is that the other guy could potentially forge mission order it or steal talons it after it's been declared. So they could remove it from the battle. So that's your downside now, which is probably why it's lost a point or two. But yes, potentially in the right deck, it can slaughter everything. Yep. Oh, and by the way, if you bribe pilot something, it works. You can blow up the bribe pilot deck. If you conquer Kai, you can blow him up, which generally, if you're a clan player, just makes you feel better. But it's spectacularly good.
I think extra bonus cool points because they brought Mike Stackpole in to design a card for the game. I mean, you know, what can you beat that?
Is this the Stackpole design card?
No, it was a joke.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a second. How'd that happen? But this does combo well. When you think about Bribe Pilot, Reactor Breach, Trojan Horse, this combos in that deck with the Leo Dirty Tricks. It's really a fun card to have in a Dirty Tricks deck.
Nice.
All right. I rank it a 9 as well.
Rank it a 9. Awesome. All right, coming up, we got Relentless Assault. Mark, this is yours again.
This is mine again. It's another one for my Cyclops. Okay, fine. The card says all mechs of 80 tons or more get +2 attack and +2 armor. Mechs that have already dealt damage assign this extra damage after the card is played. So this affects both sides. If he's got 80 tonners, he gets +2/+2. But +2/+2 in total, you're talking 2 less damage, 2 extra damage. It's a 4. And that's great. in CE, they reworded it to include units. So this is viable now on those really heavy little units. And if Gustav was saying this, he would say, "I'm looking at you, Shrek."
One cost, four damage. Now it's going to do 6 damage. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, you've got to roll for it, but it's got 2 extra armor as well. I like it. I think you build a deck around it. I think you're looking at that Karita stuff. I think you could drop this in. I think you could put a Vicious Kick in. You could put a Reactor Breach in there and keep the other guys guessing. All they know is it's going to hurt.
Mark, you're giving it an 8?
I gave it an 8, yeah.
I think it's more of a 5 because you just really have to have a deck designed around it to make it work. And those decks are usually going to be slow decks. Because let's face it, most of the 80-tonners out there aren't moving very quickly. So yeah. I rank it a 5, but it's a fun card. It's a fun card to build around.
Into this.
Yeah, that's true. The Charger does work. Yep.
Awesome. All right, coming up, we got Tactical Advantage. Gustav, what this is yours.
Yeah, this you think about this card, the plus of this card, +3 initiative and draw a card. So it's giving you the ability to play up to 3 mission cards, and it replaces itself. You are likely to win initiative. Unless the opponent has Kai and I win initiative, period. You're likely to win initiative with a +3 bonus. So you get to get more mission cards if you have a mission. Oh, go ahead.
That's kind of like a hidden rule there that I wasn't even thinking about. Talk about how many mission cards you're playing. Why does it give you 3?
So you have the ability, generally people are going to have tactics in play because tactic gives an initiative to play this card. You have the ability to play 3 more mission cards in addition to the one you've played. When you play Tactical Advantage, and it draws a card, so it replaces itself. So you're not at a card loss with regards to your hand. So you're likely to win. When you have Tactical Advantage, you're likely to win. You're likely to be able to see everywhere your opponent deals, what options he's using, all of the board. You'll have the lay of the land with this card. The problem is you get no attack bonus out of it. You're not saving a mech. You're not getting a kill when you otherwise wouldn't, and you're not preventing a kill when you otherwise were going to lose a unit. How many more missions are you actually really going to be playing when you have this card in play? How many more missions are you going to have in your hand to actually play? The card replaces itself, but you don't know what you're going to get. On paper, this looks fantastic. You're like, why wouldn't I always want to have this card? The reality is you actually want to have cards that do the 2 things that missions do, surprise kills or surprise saves. This does neither. It's actually a 2 in my book.
I think the important thing to mention is that for each point of initiative you have, you can play 1 mission card.
Yep. So you could play 4 mission cards with this card.
That's what I was kind of getting to with that question, because I think that gets lost in the rules and reading that you can play only 1 mission for every point of initiative that you have.
And they have to be unique mission cards. So you can't say pushing the envelope, pushing the envelope, pushing the envelope. So that's another rule that people sometimes like, hey, can I do 2 superior navigations this mission? No, actually you can't. So the reality is Tactical Advantage looks wonderful on paper. It looks fantastic. Why wouldn't I want to have more of these in my deck? You're killing yourself, you're drawing a card, and you're not actually preventing a kill or keeping a unit alive. It's a 2.
I have a load of these. None of them are in decks.
There's that.
All right, we're moving into mechs, all right? So...